Happy birthday to Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones. He turns 78 years old today. Not the oldest Stone. That would be Charlie Watts. Youngest official Rolling Stone, Ron Wood, though Daryl Jones, the bassist, is quite a bit younger than Ron Wood as well. It's also the double anniversary today of Mick Jagger's birth and number one on the charts on this day in 1980, Emotional Rescue, the album from the Rolling Stones. This one comes from a tremendous Ronnie Wood riff that he developed into a song called Dance Part 1. And in case you're looking for Dance Part 2 or 3, they don't exist. It was just a clever title of Dance Part 1. And I do love this song. Mick Jagger, happy birthday. 78 years old. We celebrate it one more time in Hour 3 of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Monday. We'll find out perhaps more today, tomorrow, the future of these infrastructure bills in Washington. And again, at the outset here, let's say how ridiculous it is that Republicans are going along with this in any way, shape, or form. Democrats have made it clear that whatever is not included in the quote-unquote bipartisan agreement will simply be shifted to the infrastructure bill they intend to do through reconciliation. So there are no real negotiations, apparently, about what will be spent or how it will be spent. It's only about what's going to be in the bipartisan bill and what's going to be in the reconciliation bill, but the same amount of money is going to be spent either way. So for Republicans to sign on to this is just politically criminal behavior. Pat Toomey, the senator from Pennsylvania on this past weekend, I believe State of the Union, I can't find my note here. I think it's Jake Tapper's State of the Union this weekend he was on, with an update. He's not part of the negotiating team, but telling us what he knows about these talks on the infrastructure bill. Senator Pat Toomey, cut one.
So first of all, I don't want to negotiate the numbers here. I'm not a negotiator. I've been advising and discussing with the Republican negotiators how they might think about this category. But I will tell you, a very, very important category for me is how all this is going to get paid for. We just spent $1.9 trillion that there was absolutely no need for. A lot of that money hasn't been spent yet, but it will. And now we're talking about another $600 billion on top of the ordinary spending. And we know in a couple of months the Democrats are going to pass what they call a $3.5 trillion bill. But really, over 10 years, it's over $5 trillion. This is completely out of hand. There are people who think this is monopoly money, but it's not, Jake. And so I'm concerned. I think the way we should pay for this increase in infrastructure spending is by repurposing money we already approved but hasn't yet gone out the door. But that's a point of great contention with the Democrats. So it's not, to me, just the top line that matters. It's also how we're funding it.
A lot of money that's been outlaid by Congress that, yes, has not been spent yet. And instead of sort of tapping into that, they want to spend more new money. Jake Tapper, CNN, says to Senator Pat Toomey at that point, well, what about President Biden? President Biden assured us last week that inflation's not here, and economists don't think it's coming, right? And he said, even with this trillions and trillions of dollars of new spending, it won't cause further inflation. Is he wrong about that, Pat Toomey? Cut two.
Well, certainly he's factually wrong on that last point you just made. If you look at the price level of in our economy today and compare it not to a year ago when we had a big decline in prices, but rather to 2 years ago before COVID ever hit, before we had the decline and then the recovery, we're running at a 25-year high rate of inflation. And it's not a mystery as to why. A big part of the reason is a massive expansion of the money supply. We've expanded the money supply the most since World War II, and the Fed continues to buy $120 billion worth of securities, pumping that money into the economy, despite the fact that we have strong growth. So there's no question we have serious inflation right now. There is a question about how long it lasts, and I'm just worried that the risk is high that this is going to be with us for a while, and the Fed has put itself in a position where it's going to be behind the curve. You combine that with massively excess spending, And it is a recipe for serious problems. That's one of the things I'm worried about.
That's U.S. Senator Pat Toomey on CNN's State of the Nation this past weekend. We had been talking about inflation for months here in the program as I filled in for Steve. I remember right at the start of the year seeing prices jumping at Walmart and at the grocery store. It's only a matter of time before it caught up elsewhere. And to say that pumping trillions more into the economy would not have an effect on inflation is just foolish. It's just foolish. And let's not forget that in addition to the new spending Democrats want to happen in Washington, you still have money being pumped into the economy via the child tax credit payments that started this month, and will continue until the end of the year. And I guess it's a separate conversation about whether or not that is a good idea or not, meaning the program itself. But either way, that is hundreds of dollars per family being given from the government to individuals every month through the end of the year, between, what, $250 and $300, depending on the age of your child. If you have four kids, you're getting more than $1,000 a month from the government for the rest of the year. And that's more money being put in the hands of consumers. And the amount of goods available continues to be pretty stagnant, especially because of the chip shortages that are needed for production of many of the materials that we want to purchase as Americans. We'll watch the infrastructure bill. More could happen later on this week. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.